there are two podcast strategies that almost never work. And I'm going to go through exactly why today. On top of that, there's another podcast strategy that I've seen work every single time. So in this episode, I'm taking my 6 years of experience in creating podcasts for companies and squishing it into this 15-minute episode. I appreciate you tuning in. Video version on YouTube. I'll see you on the other side. Let's go.
Well, yeah, this is a really big problem, not just in podcasting, but also in business. And it's crazy because founders and CEOs and marketers and salespeople are so good at making money, but for some reason they can't figure out how to monetize their podcast. How do I know this? Well, all you have to do is scroll on LinkedIn. You can just go ahead and type in on any social media platform, new episode, and click posts and click search. And you'll see all of these episodes that have zero engagement, zero likes, zero comments. It's just people. It's basically like shooting out. It's like shouting from a mountaintop and there's nobody around to hear it. And there's probably some other, you know, innuendo I can throw in there. But in reality, it's just a lot of podcasts that don't have listeners, they don't drive any revenue, and they don't do anything for you. So how do we go ahead and do that? That's what we're going to get into today. The reason why we know how to do this is because we've done it over 100 times. We have some clients who get 75% of their leads from their podcast. We have other clients who have over 100,000 downloads. We also interview these clients. So if you want to watch these videos to learn how they do it, you can go ahead and do that. But we have the proof, we have the evidence because we have a strategy and we have a plan. So today we're going to take the 5 or 6 years of podcast knowledge, working on everything from shows that failed and bombed to working with celebrities to working with large and small and medium-sized businesses. And we're just going to culminate it and put it all together for you in this episode so you can skip that learning curve and know from the start how you're about to make money from this. So if you already have a podcast, we're going to make sure that drives revenue for you and your business. Or if you don't have a podcast yet, well, you're in an even better spot because you can start here with these strategies. So before we can talk about how to make money from the podcast, we have to differentiate between two types of podcasts. On one end of the spectrum, you have what's called an influencer brand. That's somebody like Joe Rogan or Chris Williamson or Stephen Bartlett or somebody where the podcast is their product. The podcast is technically the thing they sell. What they do is they get tons of views, tons of downloads, right? That's their whole mission. And then sponsors pay them to be on the podcast. That's what I would call an influencer brand. That's where your podcast is your product. On the other side, you have what's called a business brand. With a business brand, the podcast is a piece of your marketing. It's one part of what you do. So you don't need to necessarily make direct money from the podcast. You can use the podcast to generate interest in your products or services and monetize it that way. So today we're going to be focusing on the second one. That's the business brand. So if you're interested in getting, you know, millions of views or becoming the next whoever, you know, Gary V or whoever celebrity you take notes from, then that's not this. Today we're focusing on the business brand. This is businesses, business owners with podcasts and how to generate more revenue with their podcasts. So the first way podcasts generate revenue is through sponsors, right? So this is when a company comes to you or you go to a company and you say, hey, we have this podcast. This is how many people we reach. This is the type of people we reach. And do you want to pay us to get exposure to that audience? And then you figure out a number, that's what the company pays you. And it sounds great on paper. It sounds really good, right? We're gonna have this podcast and these companies are gonna sponsor it because they wanna get in front of my audience. But there's a few downsides to this strategy. The first downside is you have to find these sponsors, right? Companies aren't just gonna hand you their money, especially in this economy. So that's the number one thing. Now you're not only selling your product or service, you're also selling podcast sponsor spots on the podcast. So you're basically creating another business for yourself. And then also on top of this, you need to constantly grow. And the companies that are sponsoring your podcast want to know, hey, how many downloads are you getting, right? How many views are you getting? Is this going to blow up? Is this going viral, right? So they're like a stakeholder. It's almost as if they're investing in your podcast and they need to see that like week over week, month over month, year over year growth, or they're not going to sponsor your podcast anymore. So that's where it comes in. That's where the marketing side is so heavy for a sponsor-based podcast like this. It's not that it's a bad thing, but the way that we look at it is there really are no solutions. There's only trade-offs, and it's about which trade-offs are better off for you. The third reason why I wouldn't run this strategy is because it takes away from valuable time with your audience. Meaning, when you have podcast listeners, that is a special type of audience member. That person is different than a fan or a follower or a prospect or a client. Sure, they may be fans or they may be clients or they may be prospects, but adding that podcast listener badge, so to say, on top means that they're more intimate. That means they're ready to take the lessons. They're ready to learn from you. And you only get so much real estate with them. You only get so much time with them. And what you're saying is, hey, listen to my podcast, but also you should go and buy this product, right? So when you get a sponsor on your podcast, you muddy the water and you limit yourself in terms of the ability to present your products and services on your own podcast. And that's because you can only push an audience or an audience member to do so many things in a given time, right? So instead of pushing a sponsor, you can push yourself as the sponsor, be your own sponsor, and lead them through your content or through this podcast down a journey to where at the end of that journey, your product, your solution, your lead magnet, your email newsletter, or your service or solution is the sponsor, right? Or is the action that they take. So that is the third and final reason why I would not recommend doing the sponsor route if you have a business type of podcast, or if you have a podcast that you want to generate more revenue for your products or services. The second way to monetize a podcast is by charging your guests. Now, this is something that a lot of people in my industry will throw a little hissy fit about and, you know, get their panties in a bunch about this whole thing. And it's evil, and it's not evil. Charging your guests is completely fine. It's all about what somebody's willing to pay. And if they see the value in being in front of your audience for a given amount of money, then nobody should be able to stop you from doing that. And so I'm not against this strategy, but there are a few reasons why I personally wouldn't run this strategy. The first one relates back to our last point, which is you have to always have more views and you also have to be in a niche. Nobody's going to want to be on a podcast that reaches all different types of people if they sell to one certain type of person. So in this case, if the guest is going to pay you to be on, they want to know that your audience has people that would or could buy their product or service. Again, this is taking away from time that you could use on your podcast to promote your product or service. And at the same time, they're looking for how many views do you get? How many downloads do you get? So it's kind of simpler. It's somewhat similar to the sponsor, the downsides of getting sponsors, where now you're basically running a show just to charge the guests. And similar to the sponsor side, now it's not about the audience. Now it's not about your prospects. Now it's not about your business. Now it's all about that guest, and you're just creating this show for them, and that takes away from your bottom line. It's now not for you anymore, it's for them. So now let's get into the third and final way to monetize your podcast. And this is through promoting you. And it could be you, the CEO, you, the founder, salesperson, marketer, whoever you are. If you're the face or you want to be the face, it could be you, or it could be somebody else at your company. We even see companies hire podcast hosts to be the face of their company. But there's a lot of benefits of doing this. First of all, we take away all of the BS that comes with the first two strategies to monetize. Now you're not on the hook for increasing views every single week. You don't have to sell anything. Remember, it's hard enough to just sell our products and services. And now you want to try to sell sponsor spots. Now you want to try to sell guest spots. That's a lot of sales and marketing. You're setting up separate funnels just for this. What I would recommend is just use your podcast to sell your products and your services. There's a few reasons why this strategy works so well. And when it comes to business content, most of it gets no engagement, no likes, no comments. A lot of it is just announcing things. Oh, we won this award. Oh, wow, employee of the month. Nobody cares. Nobody, people inside the company barely even care, let alone people outside of the company. So when you go ahead and create an educational podcast or a YouTube channel or something like I'm doing right now, it's just giving sheer value. And when your prospects take your advice and it works, that's how you get them to want to buy from you, right? So when you go ahead and create a podcast, right, that you, where you either interview your clients or you co-host it with somebody else at the company, or you do a solo video like this, you now are not selling anybody else. You're adding a ton of value to the audience, to these people who are going to buy from you. And you also get all of the benefits of a podcast, which is SEO, video content, text content, website content, blog content, you name it. And if you want to turn your content into podcast episodes, you can do that too. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. But overall, this third piece, this third strategy is the best strategy for business owners, CEOs, marketers, founders, people who want to generate more business and more clients for their current business. And if you have a podcast, that means your business is successful enough to have a podcast. Just the perception and authority alone will propel you and attract the right people to you. We have clients who use podcasting, their own podcast, just to attract talent. They don't even use it to sell stuff. They use it to attract the right new employees for their business. So whatever it might be for you, the podcast is very dynamic and malleable, but the things you want to avoid here are charging your guests and also finding sponsors. You should be the sponsor. If your podcast is that good, you should be able to sell your products and services directly from it. So let's recap these three methods. The first method being sponsors. The question you have to ask is, do I want to be on the hook for generating thousands to millions of views just to keep these sponsors and take away that time from your own business? That's the question I would be asking. Number two, charging your guests. Do you really want to sell more stuff? I didn't think so. I don't want to either. And I love sales and marketing, and I still don't want to sell more stuff. I want to sell the things that I am an expert in selling. And so that takes this second strategy off the table, unless you want to sell more stuff. The third strategy is make the podcast for the audience. Make this content that you use to deliver value to people who will eventually buy from you. And the question there is, do you want to make more money? If you do, I would go with this strategy. So the last thing we have to answer is, how the hell do we do this? Well, if you're already creating text-based content, go ahead and watch our video on turning blogs into podcast episodes. In this video, I'm going to take you through how you can take a successful or unsuccessful blog and turn it into a captivating podcast episode. If you aren't creating any content, before you go ahead and do that, I would suggest you watch our video, Should I Start a Podcast or a YouTube Channel? In this video, we detail the benefits of starting a YouTube channel versus starting a podcast versus starting both. And that's going to give you all of the information you need to know which one of these strategies, podcast versus YouTube versus short form video, is perfect for you. So to summarize, let's bring this all back together. Number one thing we're not going to do is sell our sponsor spots. We're going to be the sponsor. Number two, we're not going to have to sell guest spots. We're going to be our own guests. And then number three, we're going to create a podcast that adds value for our audience. Those people are going to go ahead and buy from us. Remember, if you run it back to the beginning of this video, I told you about our clients and their success stories. That's how we know this works. So you don't have to go create an entire separate business for your podcast. You can just use your own content to educate your audience. And if you want to get started, you can watch our free videos. But if you want the exact script I use to create this video that you're watching right now, you can go ahead in the show notes of the podcast or the description of this YouTube video, and it'll be the first link. That is our video sales script. That's to generate leads from YouTube video content and podcast content. So go ahead and click that link right now and download that resource. So you'll be able to write your own script, and it'll make it really, really easy. And then when you post that podcast, you know you're going to be adding value to the audience and generating more leads for your business. Finally, if you're the type of person who would rather just pay somebody to do it, we do have our link. It's going to be on the top of this YouTube channel. That's to book a call directly with me. Also, if you are listening to this podcast version on the audio platforms, I appreciate you. We also have the link to book a call with me. That is only for people who want this covered. They want another company like ours to do it for them. If that's the case, we can either train your people on how to do it, or we can do it completely done for you. We have case studies, we got testimonials, we got it all. So whatever you want to see, it's here at the end of this video. So go click on the next one. Really appreciate you tuning in on the audio version. Appreciate you listening. Make sure no matter where you are to hit follow and subscribe. My name is Ryan Sullivan, and I will see you on the next video.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.